off with a question I know you've heard a million times. What are you excited about with the new conference coming into this season?
I'm more excited just for the new season and building our hockey team. We're putting, in a way, and this may sound weird, it's going to be a great conference. There's a lot of excitement in that. But when you're building your hockey team, we played Bemidji to start the year, and 2 weeks later we go to North Dakota. After that, so there's some very familiar faces we're going to see right out of the gate. We just really want to put our concentration how this team comes together, getting focused, finding out how good a team we can be. Every team has its own heartbeat, its own pulse, and we got to find out what our heartbeat and our pulse is. And I think that's probably that's the key. We are saying goodbye to a couple rivalries that we used to have, and that's sad. And we're going to have new ones now with Western Michigan and Miami. And you know, we've played Miami 6 times in the last couple of years in some big games. But to renew those relationships and have our fans excited about maybe traveling out to Michigan or out to Ohio, time will tell on how all that grows. But the biggest part when you're coaching a program, and even for our players, that we just concentrate on our team and the task at hand.
You kind of touched on it there with the rivalries. Who do you see as a new big rival for you guys?
We're going to continue to play Minnesota. We're going to continue to play Bemidji. We're going to get Mankato on our schedule here in a couple of years. So our schedule's not going to change much. We're just going to be different looking in the standings. So the only new rivalries that we truly have, are Western and Miami. So in rivalries, I've always said rivalries mean you beat each other. Then it's a rivalry. So it's up to us to beat them and for them to beat us, and then you start to have a rivalry. And that's what have all of us on edge. You have 8 teams in a league where that's what we've all done. We've all beat each other. And so it's about becoming the best team you can become. There's going to be very little difference between first place and eighth place. And I none of us can worry about what fans think or what the internet's going to say. Because if wherever you're at in the standings, if you're first place, you better not think too big of that, because you can get knocked out by 8 quick. And if you're down lower, you still have a chance. And so that's going to be the critical thing right now for me is how good can we be and what can we become at the end of the season.
With all the hype of the new conference, the preseason poll came out today. You guys are picked to finish 3rd, and we know that this conference is going to be tough. It's going to be close. Does that put any extra pressure on you guys as a team before the season even starts?
No, because I don't. I think preseason polls that's what you read in the can. It means nothing. The preseason polls don't score goals. They don't keep goals out of the net. They don't lift weights. They don't do anything that you do to prepare for a season. It's fun for fans. It's fun banter for the internet. And that's one of the great things about college athletics, so is our fans. They enjoy getting into that. Have at it. Go to it. We just got to go to work and find out what kind of team we can become.
Can you talk about the excitement you have with the renovations to the Herb Brooks National Hockey Center, your team, the new faces that you have as well, the outlook that you have, and follow that
sure
into a brand new conference? Now you got 3 major things that are happening to start the season.
Right. Absolutely. And that's why, I think it's our job to keep our guys grounded, and just becoming what kind of hockey team we can become. The arena, first, great excitement because walking through it and seeing how it's all developed is fantastic. And people at St. Cloud State, St. Cloud, the city, and central Minnesota are going to be awful excited and awful proud of what we're doing over there with that facility. And it was our turn. Bemidji has a new building, Duluth has a new building. We all know Mariucci Arena. It was our turn, and we've answered the bell because it's wonderful what we've done there, and so that's exciting. The new league, we've handled that. It is what it is, and there's excitement to it, but yet I think there's more. I don't think there's as much excitement with the kids, the players, because we're just getting ready to play. And if you take away conference, our schedule is going to look very similar to how it's looked in the past, and not a lot different. So we just got to find out how good we can be and get after. The new faces, you know, I'll say, I say this every year, I don't talk about freshmen very often. I sure didn't talk about Johnny Brodzinski last year at this time, and I didn't talk about Cali Kosala. I had no idea that one was going to score 22 goals and the other was going to score 15. I hope they can do it again. I hope a year from now I'm talking about our freshmen and that they did well for us. And obviously we like them, and when we recruited them, they've got track records. But we sure don't put any pressure on them, but they're going to get an opportunity to contribute for us.
Your team as a whole, do they feel, and you'll know this more in the next couple of weeks when you have more practice with them, do they feel pressure to come out and win right away, being in a brand new renovated arena, the Herb?
I don't think, we're not, you know, the only thing we've addressed is bricks and mortar are great, and there's a lot of excitement that comes with it, but the bricks and mortar don't score goals and don't keep pucks out of the net. We have to keep our focus, and our focus is what we do as a hockey team and how we prepare. We want the fans to enjoy the bricks and the mortar and what comes with it, and we're trying to keep our guys grounded on the task that we have in front of us.